We began this, our Mass, with the song, Come Holy Spirit. And of course, those words are the same words of that beautiful prayer, that prayer invoking the Holy Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit to come down on us, to live in us, to be active in our lives. It's a prayer that we should pray on a regular basis. There are certain prayers that should be a part of our daily repertoire, prayers that we say every day. Of course, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be. The Holy Come Holy Spirit prayer should be one of those. Those are something we should pray on a regular basis to seek that gift from God, that Holy Spirit, to come down upon us and to ignite the fire of God's love in our lives. Today we celebrate that Holy Spirit, this Pentecost Sunday. We celebrate the day that the disciples first received that Holy Spirit. In fact, tomorrow, of course, is the actual Pentecost Sunday, that day when the Holy Spirit came down upon the disciples and they rushed out and proclaimed the good news. The 50 days after our Lord rose from the dead. 50 days after our Lord rose from the dead. Pentecost, 50 days. Our Lord sent this powerful gift. And so we celebrate the day that they first received. But then we also celebrate that we continue to receive this Holy Spirit. That whenever we ask for this Holy Spirit, of course, we first received, each of us as individuals, first received the Holy Spirit at baptism and again at confirmation. But we also receive this Holy Spirit anytime we ask. The Holy Spirit will give us the guidance that we need. Give us what we seek from our Heavenly Father. In our readings today, we see three aspects of how the Holy Spirit works in our lives. There are three ways that the Holy Spirit works. First, it says, as rivers of living water, as it's quoted in the Gospel. The Holy Spirit, secondly, intercedes for us. And then third of all, is the source of unity within the church. Now, first of all, this image of the Holy Spirit as the rivers of living water. Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As Scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within him who believes in me. Now, this living water is a very common image within the Scriptures. You can think of the prophecy of the prophet Isaiah, who saw the water flowing from the temple. And the angel had him measure out the water. And every time he measured the water, it got deeper and deeper to the point it became a river that you had to swim across. You could no longer wade across it. We see this image of the living water in our Lord speaking to the woman at the well in Samaria. You know, she was looking for physical water. He was offering her living water. So what is this living water? What is this river of living water that God wants to give us in our lives? Well, of course, it's His grace. It's that gift of God that brings His mercy and His love and His peace to us. It is His guidance, His help, His support in our lives. Too often we want to go things our own way. We want to do things our way. And we don't recognize that we have this Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us to eternal life, to give us the strength and the courage and the graces that we need to enter into eternal life. That's what this river of living water is. Instead of looking around the things of the earth to satisfy us, it's that grace that satisfies us for eternity. It's that grace that satisfies us in a way nothing else can. It's that grace that leads us to Christ. And so that leads us to the second aspect, this intercessor in prayer. You know, it says that we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. One of the most common reasons why people will tell me that they don't pray is they don't know how to. Sure, we've all learned these common prayers like I mentioned at the beginning. The Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, Come Holy Spirit, things like that. But beyond that, how do we go beyond that in prayer? How do we do more than just those rote prayers, which are good to have? The Holy Spirit helps us in our prayer. That even when we are just sitting here in silence before our Lord, If we are open to the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the Holy Spirit is praying on our behalf, is offering prayers to our Heavenly Father, is asking for the guidance and the leadership that we need, is asking for the help that we need. Just as the Holy Spirit comes down upon us to lead us and guide us, it also reaches up back up to our Heavenly Father. The Holy Spirit is a very powerful intercessor, and that is why we should be praying this, "Come, Holy Spirit," not just so that we are given that guidance, we are given those graces from God, but that also we have this intercession of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And then this third one is a big one. This third one, the source of unity within the church, is a big one, because on our own, we tend to lead to disunity. Wherever the Holy Spirit is present, there is going to be unity. Unity in our lives comes from the Holy Spirit. Disunity comes from sin. That's what was going on at the Tower of Babel in our first reading. These human beings were building this giant tower so that they can make themselves like gods. They could be the equivalent of God. You could almost imagine they thought they could build high enough to actually reach heaven and just walk right into heaven. You know, but what happened was they were split. There was disunity because of sin. In our lives, we can have many cases where we see disunity, whether we cause it or we are affected by it. And it always comes from sin. In the Catholic Church, our prayers should be for unity. That we are united as a church. We are united as members of the body of Christ. We are united through the power of the Holy Spirit. And yet when we look around us, we see disunity. We see disunity in our families. We see disunity in our community, in our parish. We see disunity in our diocese. We see disunity in the church as a whole. Anywhere that we see disunity, that is because sin has entered into that relationship. If we are living truly by the power of the Holy Spirit, if we are allowing the Holy Spirit to come into our lives, come into our parish, come into our community, come into our church, and to work its great power in the church, there will be great unity that nothing can divide. But if we allow selfishness to enter in, if we allow human pride to enter in, if we allow greed to enter in, if we allow any of the sins to enter into our lives, that fractures that unity, that destroys that unity. So much disunity in this parish, so much disunity in our community, so much disunity in our country, in our state, in our diocese, whatever you want to think of, is because too many of us are focused on ourselves, on what we think is the good for ourselves, and not what is on the good for others, and not working towards unity in the Holy Spirit, but instead working towards trying to get what I want and what I think and what I desire. That's where the disunity comes. That's where the division comes. When we look to number one, we reject everyone else. When we look to the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, we seek everyone else over us. We seek unity. That is why it is so important for us, especially, to be focused on the teachings of the church, to follow the scriptures and the teachings of the church with our lives, because the part of the way the Holy Spirit brings unity in our church is through those teachings. That if we are united by the power of the Holy Spirit and by God's grace, again, that gift, that river of living water, if we are united in following those teachings, if we are faithful in following those teachings, if we are allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our lives so that we can go forward, so that river of living water can flow through us and go out to those around us, we will have unity. We will have peace. So the question for us is, are we going to seek the Holy Spirit? Are we as a parish going to seek the Holy Spirit to come down upon us each of us as individuals and all of us as a parish, so that we might have unity. We might have peace. And I don't mean peace as the absence of conflict. I mean peace as in God's grace working in us. Are we going to seek that? Or are we going to continue to allow sin to operate in our lives, to divide us, to split us, to keep us apart, to keep us from that those rivers of living water that God wishes to give us, to keep us from that intercession of the Holy Spirit? You see, these three aspects of the Holy Spirit mentioned in our readings today work together. All three come as a packaged deal, if you will. So may we truly seek the Holy Spirit in our lives. May we truly pray that prayer, come Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit may come down upon us and may lead us, intercede on our behalf, that we might truly have those river, that river of flowing of living water in our lives, and that we might have that unity here in this world and eternal life in the next.